Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Stuart Thompson. Welcome to Personal Transformation. Tonight, well, I'll start a little half hour late. Hopefully, I have no more technical difficulties, although I must say I apologize to Lacey and Pearl. I had some trouble the last time they were here, and I wasn't able to broadcast all our show that which we done. So we will release this at a later date and have everything that we've lost. So I really apologize to Lacey and Pearl from Circle Art Therapy out of Toronto. These darn technical difficulties, man, sometimes really get the best of me. But tonight, so to cover my butt here a little bit, pardon the way I put that, Deb and I podcasted, and basically that's what I'm going to do is I'm going to podcast. I'm going to talk to you live for just a couple of minutes, say my bit. First off, I'm broadcasting live from the Gatehouse here in Toronto, Ontario, Canada, at 3101 Lakeshore Boulevard West in Old Etobicoke, as I like to say. It's a beautiful May the 7th. Sun shining. It's like 24 degrees outside. It's a fantastic night. Like I say, I'm broadcasting from the Gatehouse. And may I be very, very clear, I am only, I'm not a doctor or a therapist or anything of the sort. I'm only offering my peer support and my opinions only. Just because I say it works for me does not mean it's going to work for you. So I'm only offering my own experiences and informations, just like Deb is as well. So I encourage you just to listen, and you can take it on your take it as you will. And if you choose to try it, it'll be of your choice. But anyway, enough talking for now. But actually, you know what? I should mention a couple of things before I go on to the podcast. This Friday, or May the 8th, tomorrow, at 100 Queen Street West Toronto, Full Circle Therapy, or Project F, as they call it, it's an art gala event with live painting and talented local artists and collaborative artwork. And it'll be 180 Shaw Street, Toronto, Ontario, from 7 to 10 p.m. There will be a $25 admission at the door, and if you've already got your ticket, it was $20 prior to you going. There's one more here. Let me just dig it up here. Just hold on a second. And this will be at, this is by, from Charmaine Leverin, she will be doing a City Hall protest supporting sex ed. Well, if you're not sure what I'm talking about, well, the new sex ed program, which they're going to incorporate into the school curriculum in the fall, and that's what she'll be protesting about and talking about when she's going to be at 100 Nathan Phillips Square, 100 Queen Street, West Toronto, Ontario. That'll be from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. on tomorrow as well. So if you feel inclined and you disagree with what our government in regards to do with sex ed, then I would encourage you to go and show support for Charmaine at this. But anyway, okay. But now I'm just going to jump right into to what Deb and I are going to be talking about. And what Deb and I are going to be talking about, well, we often talked about the Phase 2 program, which is held here at the Gatehouse. Now, obviously, you can't do that until after you've done the Phase 1 program, but the Phase 2 program is a co-ed program for men and for women, and the idea of the Phase 2 program is to really move on. So it's a great program they have here at the Gatehouse, and I would really, really recommend anybody who's done the Phase 1 program to go with this, and it's a great bump start to move you to help moving you on in regards to where you're at personally. So anyway, without further ado, Deb and I are going to start chatting here. And this, as like I say, is a podcast. So please listen. Here we go. Oh, wait a second. Once I get it here, hold on. Oh, yeah, here we are. Okay. Now we'll go. Here we go. Now we'll go.
Hi, Deb.
Hi, Stuart.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you? I feel like I've been neglecting you a little bit.
Ah, that's all right. There's so many things going on. We've been so busy around the house here. There's so many things going on. And it's kind of nice that we're sitting here right now. Because now we're going to start doing a Phase 2 group together. And that's been a fantastic year.
Oh.
We've done one together in a year and a half. A year and a half.
You know what? It was the first Phase 2 that I've done. And tonight is starting up the 10th group.
Yeah, I saw that on Facebook.
We obviously did our phase one with the females and the two females and the two together in phase two. And I was thinking that would have seen me a full 3 years ago now, probably,
yeah.
starting that.
Yeah.
And then I did the phase one, and then I just right away did the phase two, and that was just me. Anyways, I mean, you've been doing a bunch of stuff here around at the house and the show, and I've been continuing doing the feedback this week, so it's going to be very interesting. I'll have to sit back and check the silhouette and see how we
I'm sure that's going to be, that's going to be fantastic, because, like, I don't even myself, I'm not even going to think what it was. I'm leaps and bounds, but I was, man. And you've always been leaps and bounds. So you're just nice, calm, cool, collected. Lady just waiting to help, and it's fantastic. I'm grateful that you've been doing it.
No, thank you. I've been really looking forward to it, too. And I'm really just there. My knowledge has increased in every lesson. It's a learning lesson.
Exactly.
It's an insight to the brain. So I'm always learning. I love to learn. I side of the game, or physical life setting as well. But I'm looking forward next year and you joining me, because I can use in such a completely different, like, and there's one thing to have more knowledge of the world, but just have a really deep inner growth.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely.
There's so many things that happen, I mean, good and bad, but mostly good. And it's great that first off, the game has given me the opportunity to get back at the game of youth. And especially the level that they have, that I'm doing. I can't believe I'm doing. I'm also doing carpentry teaching again. Actually, we're going as facilitators next time around, this coming Saturday. The gatehouse is concerned about letting me do one-on-ones, all kinds of different things. And it's been really great. But I'm really getting to what I'm trying to get. When you talk about personal growth, this is where I can honestly say, oh, wow. I'm not at all the same person that I was. In many different aspects, right? Granted, I mean, we talked about a couple of things that I'm still kind of hanging on a little bit too, but for the most part, I'm not in the same place that I was. I'm in a better place, and I'm also experiencing doing what I've been doing, and on that I have greater insight into myself and learning from others, so I'm in a far greater place than I ever was.
Yeah, I think that the more people that you speak to it.
Yeah.
This is just something you can want to want to do as well. And the more that you do that, you really explore yourself and you're just tingling your thoughts and in your mind all the time. Your insights are just
And
you change that into these aha moments for yourself. Like, you can't design those moments where you go, oh my gosh, that's what I was thinking. That's why I was feeling that. You just have to
But you talk about groups, like you talk about camp. I have absolutely no idea.
The way I keep track is because I remember people that I was in the group with, meaning the facilitators.
Well, I remember, but I just don't remember how many. That's all. I was keeping track, and it's funny because I asked Maria, I need a letter the other day from Gatehouse, and I was keeping track of my hours and stuff like that, but I just don't. I have no idea. So we be able to roughly estimate how much time I've put in here, but I have no idea how long I've been. So when I come here, though, I don't come here to keep track of the time, I just come here to do what I'm doing, right? But it is interesting, I could look back, though. I have all my paperwork and everything that I've done today to see her. I can look back and probably see how many things I've done, but now I'm kind of curious to talk to you about how many I've done between phase one and phase two, because I've gone back and forth, right? So, no, not including one thing in one on one, but I can't see that.
Well, you know, I mean, the main reason why I think it's stuck is because I have been thinking about applying for, you know, full secondary education, and, you know, I had my psychology degree, honors degree, back in 1988, and, you know, a handful of us here had applied for the master's, and then I ended up being accepted at the timeline and going at the Transformation Arts College here in Toronto to be a spiritual psychotherapist. And they acknowledged, they recognized, you know,
So that would be incredible to...
Absolutely,
yourself.
Anything like that.
Yeah.
And they probably would have done a little bit in terms of the master's program. And in fact, I'm having to say, you know, don't count all those guys because I want to do it. Just because I spent the time here, I still want the education of being in the room with somebody who is
And you have tons of experience now. I mean, not only with what you've done with the book and then all the other stuff you've done on top of that, you've got mounds of experience and that's great that you're doing it. But, you know, when you do follow through all, you're going to help a lot of people.
Well, that's the whole thing. I mean, I kind of feel like I have been helping people in many ways for a long period of time. But it's so bizarre because the working experience is so valuable day to day. And I think I've had a number of stories in my life. And there's even a letter behind it, which says you're not worth it.
Yeah, you're not credible.
Yeah. And I found that, you know, when I wrote on Lock the Door, my credibility was. And as it should, because it's a lot of experience, but you know what? I mean, going back to school and doing that kind of education, I don't think there's anything that is as recognized as much. And, you know, the bottom line is, when we go into that first semester, and you know, in 50 minutes, we start up our phase two. It's pure facilitation, and nobody is thinking, or I can't have that thing, but I think I know what they're thinking, but the major thought in your mind is not how much education you have, it's more about a relatability and connectedness, and all healing comes from the fact that you can connect with the facilitator or the therapist. You just can't connect with me.
Yeah, not at all. Not at all. You sit there in the chair and just ignore you. There's nothing there.
Well, exactly. I mean, how many times have you heard that?
Tons of times.
Where people are just like, you were one of them.
Yeah.
Oh my God. You were one of them. You know, these therapists that can be turned off by the work.
Yeah, I'm a great example of what I think is
a therapist.
No, I've had bad experiences with them, but you know, it's funny because I'm actually beginning to change my tune a little bit on that, because this last while I've been doing a lot of research on suicide, and of course, I want to go to a much deeper level on it, but I've been going a little bit past, and I've been talking with my psychologist about it, and just trying to get more insight and what I'm doing. I mean, I've been dealing with suicide pretty much as long as I can remember. Never mind just coming to the gatehouse, but now I'm doing it on a whole new level. But I am starting to change my tune, basically. Maybe it's because I'm searching for knowledge, and not just my own hands-on experience, but I would like to know a little bit more of the clinical stuff, although a lot of it is, in my opinion, I find a lot of it very sketchy, because it's not really just to the individual, it's just reality to what's going on in everyday life. And, you know, a lot of times with everyday life, I'm talking about everyday experiences, such as learning your job, and you're in a relationship, and then you've got children, and then And then the other things like your family, like there's all kinds of different things, right? And sometimes I, well, my opinion, you know, like I said, I don't think that they look into the future as much. What I would think they should be looking into. I'm not making myself 100% clear, but my point being is that I don't think that the doctors or the psychologists, when they implement a program with somebody, they don't take enough care and time to follow up with the individuals that they're all right and to try to help them with other programs that may be in the community to help them feel stronger themselves. You know what I'm trying to say? But that's just my opinion. Just what I've seen out there, like just in the community. Yeah, I know there's psychologists out there, but they help you so far, and then they don't go so far. They don't, you know, in other words, they're not very handy, but have, in other words, they don't give you resources that you can go to the community and you can help yourself further.
Well, I mean, a couple
of
things on that, in terms of, I mean, their methodology is different. I mean, one of them is back and forth. And depending on what their skill set is, what their testing is, and then the connection with the person, that will allow them to do something or not. And I do think there are a handful of certain communities, especially if it's very serving, but, you know, if this is my livelihood, it's not like, great thing to say, but if it's my livelihood, I have to recommend a bunch of different things. To go and then try to, you know, go back to the population. But the other thing is from the opposite side, the individual going in, and I've listened to many people that talk about that therapy with most of them, or even psychologists, or psychologists, whoever that person is. But I think a lot of times people are under the impression that that therapist or counselor is going to be fixing them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not their job to fix. I think that the job is to listen and to maybe just sort of, you know, change the sale a little bit and give them some information to help them in a little bit of a different direction. There's a fine line there between, you know, helping somebody shift their perception versus thinking that you're going to fix them. You know, it's a community and shifting somebody's perception just a little bit, having a slightly different view, seeing things slightly differently. And that's just a connection. And you don't know until you get in there with somebody if you don't have it.
Yeah, see, if you like, I mean, the what I was left with was basically, here's some pills, go on your way, and see you in a week or 2 weeks, and see how you are. And to me, that doesn't seem to suffice as far as my care was concerned with time and whatever. So when I talk about not doing more, I'm talking about, well, there's got to be something more than just the popping pills.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
I mean, there's got to be other things. I mean, granted, things are different than here now, as they are now, but in most communities, whether it's Toronto or other bigger cities, bigger city centers, there's probably something going on in regards to, you know, your own, for bettering yourself, I mean, in some way or fashion, right? Or to help you in your coping skills. There's always something around, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, what you're talking about, where you go to the psychiatrist and getting medication, I'm not even talking about that route at all. That's completely different. And I think in that sense, the answer is really on the individual. That's going back to that individual and getting evaluated on their individual, testing to your GP and getting your blood tested. I mean, that's a whole other ballgame. That's, you know, that's spending 2 days when you're doing that. I mean, just for a regular therapist, I mean, that's going on a regular basis. You can't go. You can't go. I mean, it's just not work. It's almost like coaching when I'm talking about it, and what I think I specialize in and like to do, you need to see that individual you contribute.
In order to keep the momentum up in yourself.
Yeah, there has to be momentum. There has to be a check-in. There has to be a relationship that is about, even though it's just so potential, you know, it's just a group that's setting up tonight. When you go through that period of time, the 16-week program, my philosophy has always been that you meet fear once a week, but then you can come back to me. You can't have to do that. Because I'm not a therapist. I'm not looking at how to do this. I'm not there. Ultimately, 100% I have to love the individual. But they do need to go there. So I don't meet the people during that period of time, and then after the end of the six-week program, then they're open to contact me. Not, but, I mean, they could kind of post me as a contact.
And they still can't contact you through email.
Yeah, they can contact me, you know, and there are some people that have been repeated groups where we have established relationships, and there are people that were in our phase 1 and 2 to begin with that I was in.
Yeah.
You know, they become really good friends. And then occasionally, one of those people will rejoin the group because they're still going through the learning about it and they reconnect. So those people that I have relationships with before, then I speak to them during the group. I'm very passionate. You know, I don't think there's any other quote unquote therapy session at this point. Because I think it's the you have like a saving guide here. It's the survival of
and resource to speak.
Exactly.
Other resources. And it was really one thing, I mean, then I think we should jump right into it because we are going to have to go to social components to the truth. But first off, my opinion I just expressed about psychologists and doctors is very clear. Though my opinion, I'm reflecting basically on myself, and I certainly don't, doctor, we're here for a reason. We're there to help people. So what I'm saying, I can say, myself and what I thought. And I'm also just very clear when I started talking about this. I was very clear. I say that I started to change my theme or my opinion on what to do and how to do it. So, like, don't get me wrong. They're there for a reason. They're there to help people, and that's a good thing.
Yeah.
And so, therefore, I'm certainly not bashing them, and I certainly will not put them down because they do help people. And furthermore, like, for example, now, with the gate, you can't help anybody. And sometimes we come here and we don't quite speak what's going on, and sometimes we have to play with the doctor or a therapist.
And sometimes people need medication.
Exactly.
And, we're not set up to
speak
to
you. Exactly.
To put down, not at all. We are people that bring students up.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And they walk through the door often, their families are able to express them one way or the other. So they come in here and then the same thing goes through a lot of people.
So, and thank you for sharing that too, by the way. Now, you're jumping into phase 2 tonight, let's talk about what we're going to be talking about tonight. And aside from the funding of Dr. Cole, what I was going to ask you this anyway, so let's just do it live, well, actually, recorded live, anyway.
This is our free talk.
Yeah.
This evening is from the group. I've been thinking about it, and I just spent a couple of days on Facebook and had a couple of days on how amazing that group was and where this is going from and what we're going to do. And then basically I was out cycling on the weekend, and I was doing a lot of thinking about this group. And you never know what you're going to get. Like I said that at the conference last week,
right,
in my talk. You know, a great philosopher once said, life is like a box of chocolates. You know, and everybody, the 150 people, never knew. You never know what you're going to get. You never know. And going into a group that I try to do more than anything else, just remain very open and hold myself open and open space. And as people come in and learn, I'm really enjoying the energy. So I always pay a lot of attention to how people feel and stuff coming in. And that could mean, you know, in all contexts, body energy, mind is it down. People that are looking to see, you know, sometimes it's a man that's a man, or a woman that's a woman.
Like high school.
Yeah. yeah, it is like that. Yeah. And you get to see who comes in first, who's more comfortable. Sometimes people come early. Sometimes people walk in, you know, right at 7 o'clock. So I'm always watching for that energy. And then, of course, when we begin, and we haven't talked about this, but in the last several groups, what I've done with my particular favorite partner is welcome everybody, and then we just lay out some guidelines. So we said before we are going to do a regular session, this is before we do some of the guidelines. And that was just basically everybody doing that.
Rules,
I think,
practice.
Yes, and how we do practice. And, you know, we got tears and emotions, and the expectation is to really listen to the people. So there's general kinds of things. If there's anything that comes up, you know, we're here a half hour before, we're here, you know, a half hour afterwards, people initiate discussions about the situation and concerns, that kind of thing, and contact the advice, you know, ceremonial to those kinds of things. And then what we do is kind of spell out what checkup is. And with this particular group, we have a fairly large number. I believe we have 13 people.
I think we're actually one drop dead when we're done with that.
No, that would mean 13. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And that's really interesting.
Yeah, I'm trying to get one of the guys today.
Oh, okay. Well, we'll see. Okay, so you can say this is 12 and 16. Normally, this is somewhere. I like some 18.
Okay, they're perfect size.
Yeah.
You want two bases. The bigger they are, the harder it is for people to express themselves, right? I mean, shorter time than that.
Yeah, there is some. You know what? No, but the thing about that, and I can always feel that they're not probably going to people go ahead and just keep it over. But I always really believe that we're able to keep learning from that. So if you think it's a good thing, you focus on the images, and you focus on the fact that you don't have the opportunity to talk to them. If you open up a story, whatever it is, when you put your energy there, that's exactly what you're trying to feel like.
Absolutely, you're absolutely correct.
Right? And if you feel like, wow, there's 12 people in this group, 13 people in this group, and you know what? I'm going to learn so much from all these people. And if you put your energy there, and you really listen to those people, and you then listen, as these people are talking, you listen to yourself, you observe, or you witness your feelings and emotions and your thoughts as these people are talking. You can learn a lot from that. And even if you're somebody who's shy, one of the things that I do is I always watch body language.
Oh, absolutely. So do I.
So if people aren't talking,
yeah.
And if they're on help, I'm going to go to the doctor. And you can openly ask, if, you know, for somebody here, and how do you like to see it, and you haven't said too much, and you can look. You have to point people out, and you look at them, and you see what you can see. And you know, then they don't say anything, you see that time around, and you know, you look at them and say, you know, hey, you know, Bobby Joe, or whatever the person's name is, and they look at them, and they look at them, and they look at. So there's always those initial things, and then there's other things. You know, these are the
exercises. So why don't you explain one of the exercises you're going to be doing here? I already know what's here, but I'd rather you just say it.
Well, I'm not sure what you're talking about. I thought if it's the one where they actually interview each other.
That's right. That's what I'm talking about, yeah.
So I would learn if you were partners, I would, you know, use first name off a little bit, but you would have gotten into it.
Like I know for ourselves, we're supposed to, for example, now write down and review the quality of ourselves.
What's
the
word
for me? What is mine? Well, my redeeming quality would be, now you put me on the spot. I guess the ability to be able to, the ability to listen.
It's such a tough one to say.
you have a thought now. So let's
take I think what's important to me is that for when people are looking towards me, it's a good space. But they also feel that I'm going to be honest with
them. Oh, that's very important.
Yeah, and
very, very important.
Two things, right? And I don't mess around. I don't, you know, lollipop. Like, I just, you know, I try to be very clear about what the person says. And so if you say, you know, the laptop is flat, I might clarify that and say, you know, yes, I can see what you're saying. Now, if there's anything else in the other color, you should not be sure about it. So, I'm being, like, honest and making you feel safe, but that is, I'm not saying, well, no, it's not.
Yeah.
There's many other colors there.
Yeah.
So I'm making you know what you're saying. But then I'm also saying, no, it's your safe. Now, let's be honest about this. What is really the color of that laptop? You know, so all that I try to do in these conversations is to really extract that full potential within that system. So I did that picking up to you now to go over there and say, what other color do you see? And you could say, well, white, red, blue, orange, all those colors that you see. So when I see somebody and they say, I feel it. I like that I can somehow turn that and say, or have that person realize that there's a part of them that has felt pain, but there's another part of them that has felt a lot more. They are not just doing that. That's a long answer.
It's perfect because it's the reality of what really is going on, right? And so let's talk about some of the things we're going to be talking about.
Oh my goodness. Well, you know, we talk an awful lot about, you know,
False beliefs,
yes. Mindfulness. Awareness.
Pause.
Yes, pausing. Yes. We talk about so many different things to try to reach this. And to elevate the consciousness to somewhere beyond where it was being built before. It's almost like, once you're done saying it, stop beating yourself up. You can see reality and yourself.
Oh, that's so true. It's so true.
So we try to teach people not to come to the subject as they have to. And they're phenomenal in their ways and certain strategies. You have to know that they did the best they could do with what they had at the time. But this is a different time, and they've come here because they realize they need a system or more. And no longer don't be in that story of naive.
Computer and all of a sudden we're talking about being here. That's right. It goes from one direction to the next. It just depends on whoever drops the right seed and whatever if it piques the interest of every individual, it just goes that direction and hopefully everybody gets something out of it.
Yeah, exactly. There's always an energy shift.
Yeah.
Some people have
What are they holding on to?
So it's really interesting. I'm really looking forward to meeting the people. And I think that's really what I want to do in the group. Maybe other than that, I think that's what I want to do. And seeing where we bring the city, sort of as we chat, and share a little bit.
Well, I'm very excited, and it's funny you talk about it because some people don't know. I already know some of the people that are coming that come from the previous year, like you said. So I can't actually say it's the end of the map. It's just funny how it worked out, because typically you try not to put the individuals in the same facilitators as wanting to get a different perspective, right? And but that's fine. That's all right. There's only a couple. That's all right. The part that I look forward to, I always enjoy this stage because after you've learned all these things about yourself in the first stage and realize, I'm doing this or I'm doing that, and realize, well, that's what's going on with me. Coming to stage two is a journey of learning to let that stuff go. That's held on. That's basically held on to you pretty much for most of your, as long as you've been a victim. Now you become a survivor, right? I know we are both of us earthy, but nevertheless, that's what it is. But no, I really enjoy the case to mainly for the journey to finding yourself and letting go of what it's all about in the past. Hopefully, that's it.
Well, I do actually enjoy, and I've often done two stage ones, and after both of those stage ones, the women in those groups want to be in the first two of the year. And I actually like that because I sort of have it in my mind. I get to know somebody really well in the first because they really are.
Oh,
that's just the heart side on the
stage.
Everything.
All
acting has the heart.
Everything's
out of my table.
The
beach, yeah. And I really feel that because I've done so many good things, and because I just have knowledge and experience, I feel like sometimes people need to be led in through to explore some of the things that they mentioned in phase one. And since I heard it, and I've done it a number of times, I have a couple of people that I've been through a couple of phase two, right? And I don't look at it. I'm thinking of a couple of people in particular. And if I was in the room, they wouldn't say anything. But when I look at them, we have a relationship with other people. And they know what I'm thinking. And it's such an important thing. And it's sometimes challenging. Because looking at them giving up is extremely reactive. Keep up knowing that I know that we don't want to do that. And I know what that does to us. And I never want to do that. But I want it. So I look for that. So I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to that because I love to do it. It's one thing we see people can do it. It's one thing.
I'm
part of that journey, and then often what happens in many, one will be really good person, but the group before that, they were probably and in fact, out of that group, I just finished facilitating with one of those guys that was in my face,
right?
And that happened that's happened to him, you know, a couple of times, and that is so, it's so amazing. And actually, the one way that we learned in public speaking is that the guy that took over the speaking space, and he's so nervous when he's speaking at the end because he's just been a participant. He was amazing, you know, and then, you know, and then he continued on, and it's just so neat to see people evolve and shift, and the people that I've had the most growth, generally speaking, are the people that take on different roles. So when they eventually go on, they continue on to do the first 2 weeks or so, well, they do the facilitated training, whether or not they become a facilitator, if they become a facilitator, then they grow as friends, they have to get a partner, they grow as friends, they become involved at the conference. It's the whole person at the beginning of it. Every time somebody tells you, I'm going to be a new person. And I love that. Oh my gosh. I just love seeing people. I just love the vulnerability of my
students. Thank you. That's great. I think we're going to have to stop now.
We need to talk a little bit about this.
Exactly. So, thank you for coming in and doing this, and there'll be more added on to what we're talking about here, so we'll talk to you a bit. We're not done. Okay. We're recording. Okay, sorry. We're back. Anyway, we're back from phase two. With Jen and I have started a group tonight. Thank you for listening. So basically what we're just going to talk about now, we're going to talk about our experience, our inner thoughts about what happened. Of course, most importantly, we will not talk about any participants because confidentiality is of the utmost importance, so we'll never make reference to anybody. We'll just talk about what we've talked, some of the things we've talked about. No names, nothing like that. So, again, hi, Deb.
We're just talking for 5 minutes.
That's right.
Of course, because all my energy is on, you know, going to go home
to
dinner and, you know, get some rest and get my energy there. Then all of a sudden, you know, the recording wasn't working. So we're recapping the early recap.
Yeah, we're recapping the recap.
Well, tonight was the first night for our phase two, the American Day. And we had 12 people in the group. And it took a lot of courage to me. So there were these people that weren't here that were on the list. I don't know if they were supporting the world. I didn't have to say that. I know you could be there. So there were no reasons. So that's consistent. And I think that in most of the visits that I've been involved with, there's somebody. It's really tough to. You know, you've gone through phase one and they've dealt with some of those emotions or not dealt with some of those emotions, but they've gone through a lot, and they have no idea what to expect. And when you think about phase two, which is phase one, it's like, hey, so now you're looking at someone from an environment where you're still continuing to be very vulnerable and open, and now you're doing it. With, the opposite sex. And, it always, not everybody, but most people, with some anxiety related to sharing with self, with the opposite sex. What we heard tonight was very common. And, there were some people that didn't make any difference, they were fine with it. And then there are always people in every single group that I've seen that felt very uncomfortable because it was a woman that followed me, uncomfortable because it was a man, and married, and I'm a mixed woman. I mean, it's the both of us, I mean, we both.
Exactly.
So it's, you know, often people don't trust the, you know, either the man or the woman, or both.
No. It really makes it difficult sometimes. It really makes it difficult. I can see I mean, running with her from myself, I didn't know.
And I think for me, I'm an officer. I actually spent a lot of time, a lot of activity with men. for me to go into the phase two, I was very comfortable. And oftentimes, I'm more comfortable with men than I am with women in certain situations. And I know my experience with my phase two, there were four of us that went together. We could so see they were asking me after phase one, and I wanted to continue, but it was, where are you going? And if we hadn't had gone as a group, I still would have done it, but they wouldn't have done it. Because it was true. It's a team, it's a group of men. And I think we had a few more men. It was a big group, yeah, but 20 in the room.
Exactly.
And I think that there were more men. I'm sure there were more men. I just remember
with
all the men sitting, and all the females sitting together. It was just funny. I think it was just a cute way people sat, but then we sort of came to the conclusion and we looked it up.
That was amazing.
Yeah, there was, you know, there were some really wonderful relationships that were established in that group. I know, like, and I can think of a number of, whether they're long gone, there were a number of wonderful relationships that we had. And it's always my hope, we could do it tonight. I'm always thinking, I want to do it tonight. And really, gender really makes no difference about this person or this person. It's just a matter of doing something that makes a difference. I mean, one person is doing another person. So, maybe it's great.
Uncomfortable, I guess, is the word I'm trying to say. Just a general fear alone, not knowing what could be said or what could be done, especially knowing how that stuff is doing. So I was impressed, basically, with how everybody easily turned down and the dialogue just sort of happened on its own. Within the first hour, I was blown away how easy it was to get started. They weren't too soon to say a whole lot, but the general feeling I got from the energy in the room is that this is pretty good. But given another week or two, I'm not sure it's going to be just phenomenal. Everybody has contributed, right?
Yeah, I think that the week will continue to build. I think there's a little bit of test in the water from what is here.
Yeah.
And it's a topic that's pretty safe in the second week. Gratitude and warmth and some different things that we should be talking about. But people, there are a number of, always in Georgia, people talk about it at age. And these are many strategies, coping strategies that people use for years. And it's, I think they're working on at the same time. I think people shared a lot of different things, and I felt really good. And what I really enjoyed about this group is that everybody did speak And there's a lot of respect for each other.
Holy, I apparently
respect.
Lots of
even in some of the apologies, like the only that was related or something like that, you know, maybe the spirit.
Respect. Simple respect for one another, which is really good, sincere.
Yeah, it was great. And you know, even people, you know, raising their hands to the willing to speak a couple times, and people want to speak at the same time, and you go for it, and you go for it. And it was a real nice balance. You know, and then the masculine and the feminine energies in the room, whether it's failure or commitment, we all have both energies, but it was very gentle.
Really?
Being out of each other, and like I said, you know, he's not the gentle in his time. Because some of the people I use would be gentle on other people. So that, you know, that was my time experience.
And I must think one of the comments that we were saying in reference to being comfortable with my men in some situations. Mm-hmm. It's funny because I just say things with women.
Mm-hmm.
And what I would feel more comfortable. I mean, and not in all aspects, but it's really kind of strange. I have bad experiences on both sides. Why would I trust one side more than another? I guess there's another topic we can talk about sometimes. I'm talking about trust a little more. But it's just really funny how when you talk that way and I say this way, it's just weird. It's like, wow, that seems crazy.
Mm-hmm. Well, what the group did was, you know, they're exploring and they're trusting. They're just trusting how they're trusting the people who know whether they can speak their thing. They're trusting that it's going to be okay again. Obviously, if it came back, there was something that was okay that worked for them, and they feel like they want to move forward and more and more and feel more. In order to do that, they also need to have connections. There's no better way to make the connection than to communicate how you're feeling. So there's this balance. And you know, yes, we have that as it goes along. How people share and how they relate. And I think that also as people look at it, it's important, you know, we're respectful of them and how to study and well, I mean, the thing is that we have to bring humans.
Oh, absolutely.
And there was just fine things. Just a little things here and there. And sometimes that just feels a little bit uncomfortable, but we're also people like to laugh. And people like to make people laugh. And to find the humans and kind of carry the things. Not necessarily in the act themselves, but in the way, but to find the humans that can make out. That's something that really comes to really make a really bring something special to them and figure out better people laugh and do it in a very genuine way. Yeah, I really, you know, you don't want to go too fast because it can be really beautiful, but I think everybody feels really well beaten and they reveal that and so they say,
and you know, one thing I noticed too, there was a certain amount of excitement moving forward. I mean, I don't know if excitement is the word that we need to use, but, or at least, as a week, you know, there was a the charge you're given, I want to do this, I want to, you know, whatever headspace you're in, there's real energy that they want to do this, and they want to go for it.
Well, I think that after phase one, you start to understand some of the things that you're feeling. It's just an accept, you know, that you're not alone, and you're not crazy. Any of the legitimate experiences that you've had and you've had thoughts and feelings and regards and such things and to the they again are looking for a shift, and if they can see the shift, that's what they're wearing. What they are thinking of doing. So there's always this focusing on the forward into the future and beyond where you are. And if you're seeing the change, then you hope for something slightly different. And I think I'd be working for the end of the future.
Silence.
maybe, just maybe, okay, I'm doing this live from the I'm actually recording this, I'll be live on Thursday, maybe at 8, and maybe we can convince Deb to bring the guitar in, and change the song a couple times, and I'll do this, and trust me, it'll be very healing and soothing, and very heartfelt stuff.
Well, at some point, I would just speak to helping people with their music. Music is amazing. My safety is going to step off too, so it's a really, a very, very
good
transition. But what I did do was, I did bring in other songs. I did. They didn't know. I had put it in the room, and they didn't know that it was. Was there, and I have been playing this particular song for a couple of years. You know, been playing around with that, and I decided that I would sing that for last night on the Saturday night prior to the last session that we had. I was thinking about this, and I was thinking how far I'm going to come, and how much respect and love that I have for each of those individuals. And I was sitting there and listening to my voice. And so I sat down with my guitar and I wrote a song for that person. And so the song I had been practicing and been very nervous about, you know, because I still am somewhat nervous because that's what you worry about something and it never happens, right? So I never sang that song. And in fact, I ended up singing a song that really was less than legal. And sharing that and, you know, connecting with that because it was about them. It was about us. And it was really special. And we were all trying to share that. And it was in the same room. Going back 2 years ago, after my first phase one, New Game of Secrets, when I had heard my song originally, which is a little young boy, and when that song, to them, terrified me, they said that was my song.
I remember when you sang the first song.
Terrified, exactly, and I ended up singing that to you guys. Completely terrified. And now it's time to share where I found my songs and my songs. And that's the reason I'm really good at it. And I just, I love to write songs. I love to play songs. I spend a lot of time healing myself and the people that I've had since I've come up to that music album. At least in 5 years since I've come up to that music album. And it's a person for a long, long time. It's like journaling, you know, the pictures that I'm journaling is a different song, and all the, you know, the gifts and the treasures that that song is bringing, and really do feel like they stay conscious, and, you know, keeping up the consciousness, or the unity of consciousness, which is the oneness of all people, and all the reasons, all of them, and all we can think about. And when we put our energy into the mirror, then I think that we have the capability and capacity to create and to have this kind of self-expression during the day. And then how special is that when we I wouldn't feel any more vulnerable. Well, now I do, but as I was experiencing, I wouldn't just feel any more vulnerable. Just from dressing in front of everybody. Like, I need to turn my mind 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 to turn
my mind to turn my mind
to turn my mind to turn my mind to turn my mind to turn Anyway, so I think that I'll play. In the meantime, I think that we'll have a place for the song that I do get to find.
big group of people following.
Yeah, and that was a very amazing experience to also see that there was a incredible movement, all kinds of groups, and it's so cool to see that people are at a different level, and people are doing it for some of the people. It was great that people were doing it.
Well, I think I should have moved to home to eat. It would be late. And actually, I don't have to eat. I always eat when I leave here. I'm always hungry when I leave here.
Always
hungry. I leave here, my brain just sucks all the energy out of my tummy, and I just gotta eat. Fill that belly up, right?
Absolutely.
Deb, thank you so much.
Okay, well, I'm thank you for
everything. Absolutely. Okay, so folks, we'll talk to you on Thursday. Well, we will be Thursday.
Okay, I'm back. Well, I apologize for the sound quality. I don't know what's going on. It sounds bad at my end. I didn't want it to sound like at the other end, but I'll definitely have to check it out and see. Make some more adjustments. Try again. But Deb and I next week will be, again, continuing on with phase two. Hopefully I can work out these sound problems, or I might have been having bad luck with this the last while. But again, folks, I thank you for joining me. And hopefully next week we'll all sound a lot better. And that's, I guess, is the main thing. I tried adjusting my mic here a little bit. Hopefully it's a little bit better now. Actually, it looks a little bit better from my end. But, again, I can't tell because I can't hear myself while I'm talking. But, again, thank you on behalf of Deb and I. And, like I say, next week we'll be talking, again, more about the Phase 2 program, which we have here at the Gatehouse. And please tune in. And I really hope I have no more sound problems. I have no more problems, period. But I guess that's live and learn with doing this stuff. But anyway, have a great week, and I will post right away what I'll be talking about next week, and thanks again. Bye for now.